Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning, not even knowing what our needs are, but only that You will supply them. And Lord, we come to You this morning knowing that many here have needs which we well could supply. Grant to us the strength and the mercy. Grant us the ability to meet the needs of one another. Grant us the joy of life, even in sorrow. O Lord, we do come to Thee rejoicing this morning. Amen. It is another great day, not just because the sun came up this morning amidst the clouds, but just because the day is here and we can celebrate. It is another great day, not just because we're gathered at Holden, but because we can gather together any place, that we can gather together in a community, that we can gather together in fellowship. It is another great day, not because we had gooey rolls this morning for breakfast, but just that we could enjoy food, enjoy it in fellowship with one another, and enjoy it here with all of you. So it is a great day, and we hope that we can all learn to celebrate this. Our meditation this morning is based on the Old Testament lesson from the day, taken from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was gathering her sticks, and he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And when she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar, and a little oil in a cruse. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat and die." And Elijah said to her, "Fear not, go and do as I have said. But first make me a little cake, and bring it to me, and afterward make for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not be spent, the cruse of oil shall not fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said, and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not spent, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. He did as he was directed, and the Lord provided. As we start out this week, we should not be anxious about many things, but we should be anxious to receive our marching orders that we reviewed again last night in Psalm 86. And just a few of these paragraphs from it. "Bow down thy ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. For thou art great and dost wondrous things. Thou art God alone. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of the violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenty of mercy and truth. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast hoped me and comforted me." These are our marching orders, and these should provide the order that we go through this week in joy. Our concern should not be to start this week with a detailed plan assuring our bodily needs for the entire week, but thankful that we live each day. Each day is our first, and each day is our final. We live this each day in the celebration of our Lord. The widow knew that her last meal had arrived, but she went ahead with the preparations for that final festival and communion with her son. I think we often assume that she was probably gathering these few sticks to prepare the final meal, and we can imagine her temperament of remorse, of sadness, knowing that the end was near, that one final meal, and then we would die. But I think that somehow we can't conceive in our own situation that there is celebration in this also, that she may not have been doing this in remorse, in sadness, but maybe she was having this final meal and communion with her son in one of celebration, one in celebration that the Lord had provided all that she had needed unto the end, even though the end was coming. She lived to the last and accepted the goods that God had given her. She was willing to share what she had, even though it was the last. Showing Christian love and concern is merely accepting the goodness that God has provided and sharing it with others. It does not always have to be the big projects, the projects of civil rights, the projects of civil disorder, the projects of the overwhelming amount of hunger in this world, although these are all necessary and important. We cannot neglect these. But there are things that we can do in connection with our own lives and those around us. There is a conversation that we can have with one another, a conversation sometimes that takes us away from work, but provides the life of another. The communion that we can have with one another in friendship. God did not create us with all the bodily needs that we now demand. Life really can be very simple. God has provided us with the physical and the mental capacity to supply our needs, and not only our needs, but the needs of others that surround us. The one need that we all have is that of sharing. Without sharing, our love turns to jealousy. Without sharing, our sorrow turns into the unbearable grief. Without sharing, our possessions turn into unending desire. Without sharing, our joys turn to sorrow. Without sharing, our lives turn from one of giving to a life of unending needs. We are all poor and needy, but at the same time, rich and possess more than we need. When it seems that all has forsaken us, the demonic has stepped in and overwhelmed us with loneliness. We must all confess that our Lord is our God and full of compassion. The Lord does show us a token for good, that we may know and rejoice in the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Let us praise this day.